Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Good morning, Suri. How's it going?
Good morning, Johnny. Pretty good, thanks.
In here representing Time Out Bookstore, something just sprung into my mind just before we went to air. Do you have like a corner of the store with like ancient, old, really dusty books that, you know, someone might pick from the shelf and then suddenly find they've got themselves a magical book and they're like off on a quest somewhere?
You know what? You'll have to come in and do some exploring to find out.
Okay. All right.
Not divulging any trade secrets.
Okay. All right. Now, what are we reading this week? What have you got there, Suri?
So today I'll be talking about Alphabetical Diaries by Sheila Hetty. She's written some like really, really amazing books over the past few years. I think 11 or 12 novels in total, including Motherhood and Pure Colour. She's like an amazing sort of like third wavy feminist writer. And Alphabetical Diaries is like quite a buzzy concept. So Sheila Hetty took like thousands of diary entries and plugged them into like an Excel spreadsheet and organized every sentence alphabetically, and the product is Alphabetical Diaries. And like I was saying to you before, I was like kind of trying to like, as I was reading it, I was trying to think of like an overarching concept or like, you know, what she was kind of trying to get at with this exercise. Is there like a pattern or like a rhythm or like a deeper truth underneath it? But I honestly think it was like a truly like purely aesthetic exercise, and I don't mean that in a shady way. Like I think it's really cool because stuff like that never gets published, really, you know. That's a hard sell. But yeah, this is fascinating. It's like so every chapter is like organized alphabetically, obviously, but every single sentence in that chapter starts with that letter. So like W, every single sentence will start with a W, and she's missed a couple of letters of the alphabet.
No X.
It feels
just
like
just a really
cheating.
Short chapter.
Yep. And then like Z is like something about Z is like one sentence. Zadie Smith's husband, who was my favorite person to talk to that night, said he thought a pet was a good release valve for thoughts and feelings. And yeah, but then I also think like, I mean, Sheila Hetty's amazing. She's like, I don't know, she's got like a mind, I think, of both an artist and like a literary critic almost. So you get so many like quite amazing observations about like, you know, her personal life, being kissed in the supermarket and like the tenderness of like new love. But then you also get her like real clever thoughts on like writers and philosophers like Kierkegaard. And there are some like chapters where all the sentences will start basically with like the same word, which again, I don't know, like I don't know if it's like a function of like the spreadsheet or whether it's like a choice made by her. Like R is a lot about reading. I'll read like a little snippet. Read a lot of books, read all day, read As I Lay Dying, perhaps, read C.S. Lewis again, The Screwtape Letters, read Faulkner, who does that? Read Kierkegaard's The Crisis and A Crisis in the Life of an Actress twice, read The Spectre, read Philosophy, read Ralph Ellison on the Train Ride Home, read some of The Whistler, need to get on that, read Tal's new book, read The Book on Tide and whatever other business books. I'll stop there because there's a lot more sentences that start with read. But yeah, it's like, I guess in like, yeah, in like chapters like that, you get like almost like a full chronology of like her consumption of like a form of media, you know, and like a sitting. And yeah, I don't know. It's like, I think it's like a really fun book to read when you're trying to like immerse yourself in something new. It feels almost like poetry or something.
I was going to ask, what's the occasion? Because I was feeling a very, very sort of poetry vibe from what you just read. Is it, we've just got 5 minutes to yourself, you sit down on the couch in like a sun lounger and
Exactly. You know? I think it's exactly that. Like, I read it on, like, a very still day. I'd, like, watch, like, Mad Men and, like, I don't know. I didn't want to read anything, like, super taxing. Mm-hmm. And it was just, like, quite fun and playful. And, yeah, like you said, it's just, like, I think, like, a really nice, like, 5-10 minute breather out of your day. A great, like, gift for someone mm-hmm. if you're, like, not sure about, like, what their interests are and stuff, because there's so much that she talks about in the book. But yeah, I think, like, quite a buzzy and funny, and, like, I can't believe, like, it was turned into a book, but I think it's awesome that it has been.
Fantastic. So people can pick it up from Time Out Bookstore?
Yeah, they can get it from Time Out and all other good independents. It's published by Fitzcarraldo, and I think about $35.
Okay. Near the corner with all the dusty ancient scrolls and magic books.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thanks, Siri. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.